Together with waltzes and mazurkas, Chopin wrote polonaises as a way to keep his Polish heritage alive after his move to Paris. The word basically means from Poland, and it's a popular traditional ceremonial dance in triple time. It's quite assertive in character, which comes from the rhythmic elements in play. It's basically a lot of march rhythms, but in triple time. And one rhythm in particular is the essential polonaise rhythm that fills out a full bar in triple time. Bum ba-da-bum bum 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 ba-da-bum bum 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 bum. It's basically the defining factor of a polonaise, and it's often used for the accompaniment. And the key feature here is short and bouncy eighth notes, and together with the 16th notes, they create this strong rhythmic force driving forward. Chopin wrote quite many of them. For solo piano, there's 11 with opus numbers and a few more without opus numbers. And he combines these marching elements with his typical pianistic, beautiful melody lines and a dynamic and dramatic unfolding in a symphonic manner and often with a healthy dose of chromatic modulation. This one in A major, opus 40, number 1, is quite manageable. I would say on an advanced level, a little bit above intermediate. But it's a great way to practice octaves and big chords in a native settings that's really fun to play. And it's not too long with a lot of the material repeated as well. It's in simple ABA form with the middle section strictly adhering to the polonaise rhythm. However, the main section is not built upon it, but Chopin uses a lot of march rhythms in general, so the effect is that of a polonaise anyway. It has the nickname military because of this strong character, like a glorious parade for the pride of Poland. So start in A major with these dotted rhythms and staccato 16th notes, no pedal here yet. So it's the motif, really powerful. And then an answer in the low register. And that's like the drums in the military band parade. Brum bum. Then the same motif, now it's a little bit higher, so instead of we go up a third, same harmony A major, some crunchy diminished chord. Now for the third time we move up, it's kind of the same C sharp, but an octave higher, but now it's reharmonized to a C sharp major. With a G-sharp, like a pedal point, and G-sharp 7 to C-sharp. So, A major to C-sharp major, it's a median, like very fresh harmonic move. And the rhythm here, it's like the polonaise rhythm, bum, ba, ba, bum, 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 like that would be... But here we get like the deluxe version with a triplet. It's like extra medals on the uniform. So reach upward. Here we get staccato 16th notes, but with a pedal in order to get a real nice full crescendo. It helps with to have the pedal even though it's a staccato. And we find our way back to A major. It's with this B minor. So that B minor is part of A major rather than C sharp. So that's where we find the way back. And very like an elegant closing actually, to close with a cadence but on a weak beat. So E7 to A, but it's 1, 2, 3. It closes on the weak third beat. So that sets up the continuation with a strong first beat, of course. This is basically the first, so 8-bar phrase, the first section. Now we get like a continuation section. It's the same material, but now we kick off from the dominant, which is E. So we get B7, it's the dominant of the dominant. The drums there. some new answer legato phrase. Same here with the pedal on the staccato notes. So we get a lot of sharps here suddenly, so it's again modulating. D sharp 7 is this chord. A lot of sharps. Nice deceptive cadence here to an F sharp, first inversion, F sharp minor. And now an amazing way back again. And harmonically, this is a circular fifth progression. So we reach an E major. But then from here, we get the C sharp. Like C sharp, if you look at the bass. That's a circular fifth. With some added seven. So F sharp minor seven. B minor 7, E 7 to A. It kicks off a little bit deceptively, because we have the E and then the bass does the C sharp, but we get an A kind of anticipating the next chord. So it's not technically a C sharp minor anywhere, but that's the harmonic function is through the bass, C sharp minor. But it sounds like this. Firm resolution anyway. And here we basically get the full first part, 8 bars in exact repetition as an answering segment. C sharp major. And that's the whole A section. Well, there's a repeat here of from the middle part and then the recapitulation again. So technically you can say the form is AA, BA, BA with the repeat. But if we move on, get the middle section, the proper middle section, we get the full Polonaise rhythm that you saw earlier. So now let's talk a little bit about actually playing the Polonaise rhythm, because it's supposed to be a little bit sharper than what's metrically notated. So if I play it like in a metronomical, very rhythmic way, as it stands, it sounds like this. And that's like, it's too bland in a way, too boring. It should be a little bit sharper than that. Almost, if you think like a triplet, so one. But not that sharp either, so like somewhere in between, which is why we notate it this way still. And this is like a good example of where in classical music we need to follow the score, like we follow the instructions to a level, but then there's a whole field, a space, where there's a freedom of expression. And this is one of those things you really notice, that you can't capture that exactly in the rhythmic notation of it, but it really is supposed to be played that way. But if you start playing, maybe start learning the rhythm, so you have the rhythmic foundation like that, and then start to sharpen it up a bit. So in the end, I think something like this. What happens here, we have the Polonaise as the accompaniment, and the melody has like a contrast to the first section, longer melodic lines, but not very interesting really. It's just the 1 and the 5 on the chord, D major. But in a way that's enough to feel the proud moment. And then the answer here, this is, now we get some more motion. really fun to play this. It's almost like circus music. Get this mirroring motion. The left hand moves down and the right hand goes up. We get it from the start. And it kind of escalates more and more. There are some nice chromatic transitional chords here in between. We start in D major. So this is the 4 in D. Going to D, the 1, with just some secondary dominance in between. And then to A7, which is a dominant, and we basically just go from the dominant back to D major. Very simple, harmonically structural music here. In a way, like a contrast to the more chromatic modulations we have elsewhere in the piece, in the next phrase, for example. One final thing about the rhythm here. So we've had the polonized rhythm of the equal 16th notes, and we have the deluxe version of the triplets, and we have the general dotted rhythm a lot. Here, Chopin finds yet another, a new rhythmic color when he overlaps the equal 16th notes and the 16th triplets. So it's incredibly dense rhythmic flavor here. It's really easy to play because you just you have one chord and you play it in that way. And incredible feeling. So much energy. And here the proper, more steadfast, only the equal 16th note here. So here a repeat of the 4 bars with the melody, but now forte fortissimo is kind of rare in Chopin actually, but it's what the situation demands, really powerful. So octaves. And now a new answer. Kind of the same closing on from an A7 to D on the weak beat again, but before that we have this amazing sequence. So it's F7 to B flat. This is, it's like a sequence that's inserted with new tonality. So from A major, where we close F7, it's a mediant move, so from A to F, and it's a dominant to B flat, and it's just a sequence, so we go F7 to B flat, and then G7 to C, and then A7. A7 was always the goal, to go back to D, so really nice insertion of a non-diatonic sequence here. And then all of that is repeated, but we move on now. We get the middle section of the middle section, which feels more of an episode here. So we get louder trills in the low register. And so on. So you can either think that this is just the drums playing in the band parade, but I had this idea because it sounds a bit menacing. So maybe this is could be like an enemy army or like a monster or a troll or something that you should defeat with your army, the Polish army. And this is the answer here. It's a dialogue with a register. So starts off a bit uncertain. Like they spur each other here in a kind of a battle. If you don't have to think it that way, but I like that idea. And who won, do you think? Well, the good guys, of course. Harmonically, it's like going chromatically between, if you look at the end notes of the trill, all the time and next time, so and then going between those transitional chromatic chords. This one, the final one, the B flat, is of course a tritone substitute from E7 to A. So this looks like an E7 in the right hand, but with the B flat, you can say that it's a French 6 chord with the tritone substitute for the E, the B flat. So then the E is a flat 5, which makes the French flavor. To A, and this rundown closing cadence is like one of a kind, amazing to play. Ritenuto a molto crescendo, and a trill and accent on every note. So this takes us back to the first part of the middle section, the Polonaise in D major. And this is basically a full repeat, so that's 8 bars, and then we get the answering 8 bars, and here again, forte fortissimo. And then, for the next page, we get a full repeat of the full A section, but without the short repeats in it, as the custom dictates. But anyway, it's... So when we get here, it's a little bit more restrained, this section, than the middle section is so bombastic in a way. It feels nice to get a little bit more restrained here. This harmonic move still feels fresh in a way. And then we get the same continuation, but it's no new material. It's all in the first part, exact repetition of it. So I don't need to play that again. I think we've already covered it. That's it, Chopin's Polonaise in A major, Opus 40 number 1. Thanks for watching Sonata Secrets, and the Patreon shoutout goes to DE Frez, a Patreon on the highest festival tier.